Zoo the Repairman.
Bye, Uncle Xavier.
Goodbye. See you soon. What? Oh, come on.
I think it's broken.
Oh, I can't believe it. It's brand new.
It's probably nothing serious. Open the bonnet and let's have a look.
I haven't got time to play mechanics. I'm supposed to be at a very important meeting.
Well, you could take our car and you can check his while he's gone.
All right.
Are you sure?
Yes, of course. There you go. Ah, that might be the problem.
Have you fixed it?
Ouch! Oh, oh, not quite.
Yay! You did it!
No. Not yet, Zoo. I think we might need to call a repairman. Mum seems to think I'm better at mending cars than I really am. Uncle Xavier's going to be a bit disappointed.
No, he isn't. You just need a helping hand, that's all.
Really?
Yeah, all right, let's have a look. Try the engine again. Ah, there's your problem.
Can you sort it out?
I think so, but I'll need your help. Ah, I think that's come loose. You hold it while I tighten it up. Right, give it another go.
Yes! Ha ha! Well done!
I couldn't have done it without a bit of help from you.
Wow, you are a brilliant repairman.
Oh, it wasn't rocket science, Zoo. You just need to know how things work.
I think I would like to be a repairman. Can you show me how?
Of course, Zoo. But I think we need to start on something a little less complicated than a car.
You go and get your tools, and we'll make a start.
Great! You coming, Puck? Grandma, have you got anything that needs mending?
As a matter of fact, this saucepan's handle's a bit wonky. Maybe you could take care of it.
That will be a piece of cake to a repairman like me.
Thank you, Mr. Repairman.
Grandpa, Grandma's saucepan needs mending.
I can see that. It's missing a screw here.
Oh, so what do we do?
I think I've got everything we need. There. That should do the trick. Now, I'll need a bit of help here.
Ready, Grandpa?
Hold it very still.
Right, Grandpa, I've got it.
All done.
Great! Grandma's going to be really pleased.
Well, let's go and take it back to her.
There you are, Grandma. One saucepan, as good as new.
Oh, thank you, Zoo. I can't remember how many times I've asked Grandpa to fix it.
I heard that.
Good. It would be nice to have someone around the house that would do the repairs that need doing when he's asked. Our very own repairman.
That's me. You can count on me, Grandma. I'll fix everything.
Well, you're going to need a workshop to do your repairs in. Shall we sort one out for you?
Brilliant, Grandpa. You hear that, Puck? My very own workshop.
Hi, Zoo.
Hello, Elsie.
What are you doing with all those tools?
I'm a repairman. I'm going to use them to fix anything that's broken. Have you got anything that needs mending?
Oh, yes. Wait there, Zoo. I'll be right back.
Oh, here comes your first customer, Zoo.
Ah, there you are, Zoo. Is this the repairman's workshop?
That's right, Nana. Do you have anything that needs repairing?
Oh, yes. It's this knob at the top of my walking stick. It's called a pommel, and it's gone all wobbly. Most annoying.
No problem. I can take care of that for you, madam.
Oh, thank you, Zoo. I mean, Mr. Repairman.
Hey, Wazzy. My favourite doll. One of her legs has come off. Could you mend her for me, please?
No problem. Shouldn't take long.
Great. Thanks, Zoo.
Elsie tells me you're a repairman. Could you take a look at my easel? It seems to have a wonky leg.
Yes, that shouldn't be too hard.
Thank you, Zoo.
See you later.
Well, well, well. Seems you're very popular, Zoo. You've got a lot of customers.
Yes, I am very busy at the moment.
Yes, that's it. One more turn should do it.
Yep. One doll all, dolly again.
Well done, Zoo.
Now for Nana's walking stick.
You're going to need your screwdriver for this one. If you tighten that screw there, I think the pommel might stop wobbling.
Just what I was going to say. And job done.
Very good, Zoo. It's as good as new.
Well, that's what we repairmen do.
You're right. And it looks like you're doing very well.
I think I can probably fix things on my own now.
All right. But I won't be far away, just in case you need a spot of help.
I won't. A real repairman doesn't need help. This will be easy. Look, Pock, this leg's just missing a screw. Ah! There you go, fixed. Oh, one leg's higher than the other. There, all done. Oh, no. Now it's too short.
Are you sure you don't need a hand?
No, thanks, Grandpa. I can do it by myself. Oh, of course. If I make the other two legs shorter, then they'll all be the same height. I'm the greatest repairman in the world. Oh, no. Oh, it's much too low now. What am I going to do, Pork?
Zoo, I know you're a very good repairman, but even the best repairmen sometimes need a little help.
I suppose. I mean, Dad's really good, but even he needed Grandpa's help to fix Uncle Xavier's car, didn't he, Pock? And I don't think Grandpa could have fixed it either. Not without Dad's help. Grandpa, could you help me, please?
Of course. And I've got just the very thing we need. This is called a spirit level. It can tell you when you've got something nice and level. See that little bubble? When it's between those two lines, it means the surface is nice and straight. So, with a little help from me...
Yes, please, Grandpa.
You keep an eye on the little bubble while I adjust the easel's legs.
Just a little bit higher.
That way?
A bit lower.
How about now?
Yes, that's it. The bubble's right in the middle. Fixed! Brilliant!
Well done, Zoo. You're a great repairman. But even great repairmen need to learn to ask for help when they need it.
There you go, Elsie.
Thanks for fixing my favourite doll, Zoo.
Here's your walking stick, Nana, with an unwobbly, pommel.
Oh, well, I never... It's as good as new. Thank you, Zoo.
My easel.
standing up properly again.
Well done, Zoo. You really are a great repairman.
I am, but all the best repairmen need a little bit of help. Thanks, Grandpa.